You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes from the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. And today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON20, and you'll get 20% off your next order. It is Monday, March the 8th in the year 2021, and we got one, and we had two, and we had three, and now we have four games lost by your Buckeyes in a row. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lined up for today in segment number two, we're going to talk about what took place at the end of Saturday's game. Segment three, some things that we learned or some things that got confirmed in Saturday's loss to Illinois. But we begin today's show with just a quick recap of what we watched on Saturday. Saturday was senior day. Saturday was a day to celebrate the accomplishments and the things that some young men have done as being athletes at the Ohio State University. Kyle Young was out there. CJ Walker was out there. There was another young man out there, and forgive me, I forget his name. But three individuals that were out there being celebrated on senior day. And like I mentioned last week, you never, ever, 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 ever want to lose on your senior day. The last time you play on your home court. The last time you play with your boys at home on the court that you have called home for so long. You don't want to lose there. No sirree, Bob. You don't want to lose there. You also don't want to lose your last game you ever play on a specific team. My very last game that I played in high school and in football, I remember where I was. I remember who we played. I remember the final play. I remember approximately the exact spot I was when I watched the pass interference that was not called by the referee. That was no more than 5, maybe 10 yards away, but probably 5 to 8 yards away from the play. Ref didn't call pass interference. Blatant call, still burns it to this day. Lawrence North, our rival, wins and move on to the next round in the tournament. I remember those things. And I ventured that Kyle Young, CJ Walker, they will remember the feeling that they had Saturday after that loss to Illinois, which isn't something in most situations if the Buckeyes had played basketball like they had throughout most of the year. That loss wouldn't sting the way that it does. But now you're on a four-game losing streak. Losing to teams that are really good to elite teams that you'll need to beat, or teams like them you'll need to beat in the NCAA tournament, that right now your confidence is shaken. Some might say your confidence is shattered. Some might say your confidence is something that you don't have because you can't close games. I know in the first half, it was a close game, a competitive game. But the one thing that sticks out to me, we'll talk about this more throughout this episode. The Buckeyes were not able to stop anybody scoring in the paint. The first half, Illinois had, 30 points scored in the paint. The Buckeyes only had 16. The Buckeyes couldn't stop Illinois from scoring at all. Illinois shot 62% from the field. That's embarrassing. But credit to Illinois. You have Ayodele who comes back, the masked man who did a phenomenal job of scoring the basketball and leading his team. You had Kofi Coburn, the 7-foot, 285-pound mammoth of a human being down low, who was efficient in his own right in the first half. Then you also had off the bench Andre Cabello, who came in scoring very, very well. Those three alone, Cabello off the bench, 11 points in the first half, 4-5 shooting. Dosunmu in the first half, 11 points in the first half, didn't miss a shot, 5-for-5. And also Kofi Coburn, 5-for-7, 10 points in the first half. You might say, Jay, why are you pinpointing those individuals? Why are you pinpointing their play and how well and how efficient that they were? As a team, Illinois shot 18-for-29. That is the others. That is Grandison, who had 7, and then also Miller, who had 2. Those are the only scorers for Illinois who scored in the first half Ohio State only shot 14 of 33. That's why I'm pinpointing. That's why I'm highlighting how well those three individuals played for Illinois, because Ohio State, with as good as Illinois was, they needed to play and shoot better and be more consistent, only shooting 42% from the field in the first half of play will not cut it. Despite all of that, despite how they played and how they were giving up so many points in the paint, they were only down four at the end of the first half. So you're thinking Ohio State shooting 42%, only having 16 points scored in the paint, only shooting 40% from three, which is actually decent for Ohio State. Illinois wasn't shooting great at all. They shot 1 for 6, 37% from downtown. So they weren't shooting the best. Ohio State, 40%. With all that in mind, Ohio State's only down four. What happened? The second half, Ohio State made some adjustments, some needed adjustments, to not allow Illinois to be scoring at the same clip that they were. But down the stretch, Illinois made the plays that was needed, that were needed, for them to be successful in this game. Leading score for the Buckeyes, not going Illinois once again, forget that. Leading scorer for the Buckeyes, E.J. Liddell, with 19 points, 8 of 17 shooting from the field. The second leading scorer for the Buckeyes, we'll talk about this man in a second. Well, it's two tied for 15. Dwayne Washington Jr., 6 of 18 from the field. Then also Justice Suing, 15 points, 4 of 6 shooting from the field. Leading rebound man was Justice Suing with 8 rebounds. And the leading assist man was Junior with 6. Confidence shattered, confidence shaken, whatever you want to describe what's going on with this team right now, it is true. It's embarrassing. It's pretty bad. But Ohio State is not a bad basketball team. A lot of people, a lot of you may be getting up in arms and maybe saying, ooh-wee, this ain't right. This ain't good. Ohio State is not very good at basketball. Let's not lose sight of one thing. Ohio State was right there about to beat Illinois. Then Illinois closed the game out in a way that Ohio State did not in the last 2:23 left in the game. Because it was Ohio State up 4 points. Then they were down 9 points. It was 5 points in just a blink of an eye. Let me get that analogy correct. Now move on to the next segment. Guys, when we come back, we'll go right to what happened at the end of the game, because a lot of you have a lot of thoughts on them. We will discuss those together. But first, check this out. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence for when it's time to perform. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem. Blue Chew's Cyndaphil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship directly, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code LOCKEDON at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That is BlueChew.com and promo code LOCKEDON. That is LOCKEDON to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's even free to sign up. Head to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device and make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON when you sign up to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, that is promo code LOCKEDON. That is LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast, breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcast. If this happens to be your first time listening or watching Locked On Buckeyes, I want to say welcome. Or if it's your first time in a long time watching or listening to the podcast, I want to say welcome back, guys. I enjoy and I'm thankful that you will take some time out of your day to watch or listen Locked On Buckeyes. Make sure you subscribe to Locked On Buckeyes so you don't miss a beat. Locked On Buckeyes drops a fresh new episode to you every Monday through Friday. One young man, one individual, when I say this, they will know who they are, reached out to me and said, Jay, you need to make sure that you pinpoint Chris Holtmann at the end of games because things, he kind of gets outcoached at the end of games and you got to talk about it. Well, we got a few moments together. Let's do just that. At the beginning of the time of the under 4 minute timeout. Let me get my words correct. At the time of the under 4 minute timeout, the Buckeyes were up, I believe it was 68-64. That is correct. 68-64. Buckeyes up. EJ Liddell went on a big run, a phenomenal run to get the Buckeyes a lead. It was 65-64. The Illinois Fighting Illini hit a three, and the EJ Liddell hit a three right before the under 4 minute timeout was taken. I believe Illinois called a timeout at that time to regroup to change things up. And at the under 4 minute timeout, what took place? A substitution. Kofi Coburn came back into the game. TJ Walker, who was in foul trouble, came back into the game as well. When I saw Kofi come back on the court, I expected Kyle Young to go out, and then I expected for Zed Key to go in. You may say, Jay, Zed does not close games. Kyle Young is more of your starter. It is a senior day. That is correct. But to close a game out, I don't care about senior day recognition or celebrations or nothing. Nothing at all. We're here to win the game. You can start the game and get your celebration and recognition at the beginning of the game. At the end, if you are not worthy to be on the court in crunch time, see ya. And by the way that Zed Key was defending Kofi Coburn and really not giving him fits, but he was able to defend him at a decent rate and also score down low as well. I thought Zed Key was a better matchup at that time because you could put Kofi Coburn on Kyle Young. If there were times, as there were, Kyle Young gets out at the three-point line, he is a non-threat out there, so you're allowing Kofi Coburn to be able to be a better rim protector down there at that time. But with 2:23 left in the game, think about this. About a two and a half minute span went by, and there was no basket scored by either team. Ohio State still has a four-point lead. What happened between the 2:23 mark and about 44 seconds left in the game where you find that the game was sealed and Illinois did do what was needed to get the lead that Ohio State could not overcome? 2:23 left, Illinois has the ball. Aldosumu ends up getting fouled by Justin Arns. He hits one of two free throws, 65-68, Illinois inching closer, slowly inching closer to the lead. Kyle Young shoots a three. Now, remember how I mentioned earlier that you could have Kyle Young on the outside and a three-point shot, a three-point land. Kofi Coburn can be closer to the paint to defend it. One of the situations, but here, Kyle Young got to the three-point line. He is open. We have seen Kyle Young hit threes before. You may hold your breath because it's crunch time, but he has made those shots and key shots during certain moments of this season. Kofi Coburn closes out. It was actually a decent closeout for how far away he was from Kyle Young at that time because normally Young is not a threat from downtown. Kyle Young in and out. Now, here's a time that I thought things were going to be Ohio State's way. Justice Suing goes up for the rebound, two-hands it, slips out, the orange slips out, goes out of bounds. Illinois ball. 65-68 Illinois ball. Illinois comes down. Williams hits a three for Illinois on the right side of the three-point line. Cash money wet. He wasn't really defended very well. He had a few feet of separation, and that was really part of the reason why he had a clear shot and clear view of the rim. Cash money, 68-68 at this time. Iodosumu comes back down. Oh, Ohio State goes down, I believe, at this time. This is one of those junior threes where you're like, what are you doing? That's not your shot. Run the offense. We know E.J. Liddell did a phenomenal job at that time. Many people want to harp on Chris Holtmann. We'll get to Holtmann here in a second. But Washington had made, junior has made some clutch shots throughout the game. And in previous games, his confidence has risen. You got to expect with his confidence going up, and he knows that he has never saw a shot that he doesn't like, and he wants to take all of them, he is going to take that shot probably 10 or 9 out of 10 times. It's just his nature. It's who he is as a basketball player. Chris Holtmann and a lot of these guys, they'll ride or die with those shots. I don't like them. That's just how the basketball is played right now with this Ohio State Buckeye team. Junior takes a three, sidesteps it. He was defended pretty well. Misses it. He was falling to the left at this time on this shot. Going back down to the other end of the court, Iodosumu drives right. Or maybe it was Iodosumu drives right. And it is a block charge and one. He makes the free throw, 71-68. And then at this time, 18 seconds left, Washington Junior shoots another three. No offense ran. I want to say the ball was, they go into E.J. Liddell, but with Kofi Coburn guarding Kyle Young, you can have a lesser defender guarding E.J. Liddell, and Kofi Coburn can be a double teamer or can roll and be help defense, and can also protect the rim. Here's where things mess up or a little bit different. Now, you say, Jay, if Zed Key was there, Zed Key would be a liability. But he could pull. He's more of a threat than Kyle Young to be offensively. Yes, Kyle Young does score. Don't get me wrong. But I think if you have Zed Key on one side, Kyle Young on another, or Zed Key down low, and E.J. Liddell at the high post, it does not allow Kofi Coburn to maneuver in the way that he did. Washington shot the three. 18 seconds left. Go back down. 18 seconds left with Washington shot the three. Shot the ball. Goes back out to Arns. He shoots a sidestep three, misses it. I'm not harping on Chris Holtmann at this time like other people would want to. I do think Junior is not the person to lead you at this time during a game when it's a high caliber opponent. However, I do think Ohio State's lack of size hurt them in this game and down the stretch. Them not having an outside go-to score hurt them as well. You can say whatever you want about Chris Holtmann. I'll hint at this a little bit more in the next segment because I got to go a little bit further. Chris Holtmann, I think, did okay down the stretch. But Brad Underwood had better players. Illinois had scorers and had closers. One of the best closers in college basketball, Iodosumu, did his job. Unfortunately, Ohio State did not do theirs. When we come back, guys, we will go back. We'll stick right here with this thought and talk some more about some things that we learned in Saturday's game and some things that got confirmed as well. But first, check this out. There is a good chance you're someone like me that loves a good protein bar. I mean, one that fits all of your macros for your current diet, hits them just right, and it tastes like a candy bar. Well, guys, I've ended my search, and I thoroughly encourage you to possibly, not telling you what to do, but to possibly end yours as well. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious guy. It'll help you lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high protein, high fiber, and they're great for the keto diet. And with the purchase at BuiltBar.com, you'll get a free cooler. Now, those are only available while supplies last. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON20, and you will get 20% off your next order. Make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON20 at BuiltBar.com. That is LOCKEDON, the number 2, and the number 0 for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. NFL analyst Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson host Locked On's Peacock and Williamson every Monday through Friday. Brian and Matt give you the national perspective all around the NFL, covering all the latest news and insight on every game. team and move around the NFL. Get your picks, previews, and much more every weekday with the Peacock and Williamson podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe to the Peacock and Williamson podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And as we wrap up today's episode of Locked On Buckeyes, I want to remind you, so tomorrow I had plans to bring a guest on. Probably not tomorrow. There's a good chance that with the Big Ten Conference Tournament starting on Wednesday, we will not have a Football Wednesday episode. We will have a kickoff episode to the Big Ten Conference Tournament on Wednesday. Still trying to fine-tune details about if we're going to go football this week or basketball on Wednesday, depending on both big stories. Just trying to figure out which way is the right route to go. Speaking of the right route to go, nobody think about route, you think about football. Sticking with basketball, baby. Sticking on the hardwood. The Buckeyes need to find a way to get some confidence. The Buckeyes got to find a way to prove to themselves that they are a good basketball. I mean, they know that they're a good basketball team. But the Buckeyes got to find a way to get a little bit more confident. Because you can see in these late game situations, they're not as confident as they normally are. They're not as confident as a team that they would like to be. Excuse me, getting a little tongue-tied right now is getting a little confused as to why in the world Ohio State is playing right now at this time. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable. This is not good basketball to watch. However, the Buckeyes do have a way to do just that. The Buckeyes, first of all, first game in the Big Ten Conference Tournament will be on Thursday. They had a chance at the double bye, but that is out the window. Talk about a confidence booster. They will play the winner. This will be about a 2 o'clock tip. About a 2 o'clock tip on Thursday, roughly. That is the approximate time. The game is set to tip off about 25 minutes after the Michigan State Maryland game, which is the first game on March 11th. But the Buckeyes will be they will play the winner of Minnesota versus Northwestern. Northwestern had a comeback win the first time around. Northwestern lost to Ohio State the second time around. Minnesota is without their best player in Liam Robbins. Now, they do have Marcus Carr, who went on a long, long scoring drought. I believe it was on Saturday. Ultimately, had his first field goal in the final minutes of regulation. Played well in overtime, and Minnesota did end up winning the game. Ohio State could beat both of those teams. Those are not teams that are on Ohio State's caliber. Ohio State is the fifth seed in the Big Ten Conference Tournament. Minnesota is the 13th seed. Northwestern is the 12th seed. Ohio State could easily get their confidence back. Now, it's not just a physical or skill set game thing. It's a mental game. It's a mental thing. Because there's going to be moments in this game on Thursday that you're going to be reminded of bad plays that you made. You're going to be reminded of a lack of effort that you gave during a particular time. You're going to be reminded of Andre Cabello or Io DeSumo getting around you and getting to the rim, what seemed like freely at will. There will be times during this game where you'll be reminded of those moments. Don't let them get you down. Don't let them get you unfocused. Do not let them get you unfazed. Let's just say there's a close game down the stretch and personnel things are needed to be changed. Don't go with your traditional or your original or your normal closing lineup. Go with what is right for the feel of the game and go with what is right for that moment. If a player needs to go out for some reason or put somebody else back in, so be it. We're not here to make friends. We're not here to not hurt anybody's feelings. We're here to win basketball games. And when you're here to win basketball games, sometimes you might not close a game simply because the coach needs to make some changes based off personnel and based off the way that the other team is playing. And many of you are not going to like Junior if he keeps shooting shots late in the shot clock. Think about this. As hard as people are going to be on Dwayne Washington Jr., who else is a closer on Ohio State outside of E.J. Liddell? Is it Arns? Nah. Is it C.J. Walker? Uh-uh. Is it Justice Suing or Kyle Young? Absolutely not. Those are good players in their own right. But the only guy that really trusts with the ball down the stretch is E.J. Liddell. But however, he does need somebody to get the ball into him. If Junior has the ball, he'll take it on a bigger ball handling role with Walker's injury about a few weeks ago. Well, Junior may take the shot instead of getting the ball to Liddell. Liddell may, like he did at the end of the Illinois game, pass the ball back out to Junior. Maybe he needs to reposition himself and try to get back into form and to try to get a better area so he can be more consistent and he can get a better shot. Whatever it is, reposition himself in the block. Whatever he has to do, if he passed the ball back out to Junior, no, he may take the shot. Even if it is contested, those are also shots that he has made throughout this 5-8 game run numerous times. You live with them, and unfortunately, you will go down with them as well. But sometimes, like I've been waiting, somebody's going to step up off the bench to be a key piece, a big piece to the Buckeyes winning some games during big moments. Will it be the Big Ten Conference Tournament? Will it be the NCAA Tournament? The Buckeyes will play in both, but who that person will be that steps up in that time, we'll have to wait and see who that is. Guys, thank you so much for listening and coming back and watching or listening Locked On Buckeyes. I thoroughly appreciate it. You can always follow me on Twitter at jsteven07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. WKYC in Cleveland, thoroughly enjoy them and thank them for this opportunity as well, for this to expand the space that Locked On Buckeyes can be, not just in the audio space, but the video space as well. And those of you that are watching and listening via Apple Podcasts, fill that review section up with 5-star reviews. If you're watching via YouTube or via WKYC online and you want to go ahead and fill out a review as well, go to Apple Podcasts or hit up your friend who has an Apple phone, steal it from them, search Locked On Buckeyes, leave a 5-star review under their name. They may be a fan of the team up north. It don't matter. Make sure you get that thing done. Let's keep this thing growing and growing and growing. Come back tomorrow. We're going to talk more basketball on Wednesday. Still up in the air. If it'll be a football Wednesday or a preview of the Big Ten Conference Tournament.